Lines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Cass and Georgie with your 9am Zedlines.
In local news, Kobe Evans, a player for the Brisbane Lions, is under investigation for using a homophobic slur against a player from the Coburg team in the VFL game over the weekend. The team released a statement saying that Evans has expressed remorse, apologised, and that, quote, the club is aware of the incident and has been working with Coburg and the AFL on it. The Lions also stated that, quote, the player is extremely remorseful and takes full responsibility. The club is disappointed that the incident has occurred while supporting and educating the player.
A disabled teenager that was stranded in Vanuatu's capital city after an earthquake in 2024 is taking the Australian government to federal court over alleged disability discrimination. While in Vanuatu with his family, Sean Sebel Lynch, who has epilepsy, cerebral palsy and is visually impaired, was allegedly refused entry onto Australian evacuation flights following a 7.3 magnitude earthquake. Sean's father, Liam Lynch, has stated that after appealing to authorities for assistance in evacuation, he was told by the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade that the evacuation flights could not adjust to wheelchair users, despite the fact that Sean would be walking to board the flight after using his mobility wheelchair. Documents from the family's legal team were seen in federal court last week, with Sean saying that, quote, I believe there needs to be major reforms.
And in national news, a Treasury review of the electric vehicle tax discount scheme finds that it has avoided approximately 2 days' worth of Australia's annual carbon emissions. The program began in late 2022 in an effort to jumpstart the EV market in Australia, resulting in an additional 64,000 sales and well exceeding the government's expectations. The EV incentive will be wound back in the coming years. However, the scheme's impact can already be seen in the Australian market, with a surge in electric car sales from 3.8% to 19% as of February. The tax discount is estimated to be costing $987 and $20,084 per tonne of emissions reduced, depending on how many EV sales can be attributed to the impact of the scheme. However, we are still behind many countries in sales.
Executives from Sullivan's Cove Distillery secretly collected samples from a Hobart bar, the Salamanca Whiskey Bar, that they suspected was selling fake versions of their award-winning product. The Salamanca Whiskey Bar and its director were later charged with two counts of wrongly accepting payment. Adam Sable, the managing director, along with his father, as well as Ronald Goldschlager, the chairman of the company, detailed their undercover operation in documents released by the Hobart Magistrates Court this week, following the conclusion of a case that has taken many years to resolve. 8 years after the saga began, a magistrate dismissed the charges, saying the evidence did not stack up.
In international news, Romanian Prime Minister Ili Bolojan has been ousted along with his pro-European Union government after a no-confidence vote in Parliament. The government has been in the minority since the Social Democrats called for Bolojan's resignation in late April before teaming up with the far-right opposition to enact the no-confidence vote. With the currency falling to a record low ahead of the vote, the political turbulence has led to concerns that the financial market will be unable to uphold the commitment to narrowing the EU's largest budget deficit.
For your weather today, weather I hardly know her, Brisbane is a little cloudy with rain expected later in the day. It's currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, make sure you go find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.